Monday, May the 13th. And there are a lot of things, as usual. It seems like we just get started and the week is over and we go through the weekend. The weekend's over and it's time to start all over again, trying to figure out what the biggest stories of the day conversationally may be or have been over the weekend, because this is sort of a report. At least in this hour, Ken Kessler has worked hard to listen and monitor, along with FolksTalkers.com, to some of the important news, talk, radio, and television programs of the weekend. So here we have yet another shooting to talk about. Gets pretty sick, doesn't it? We get sick of it. Yesterday, during a Mother's Day parade in New Orleans, three people opened fire. 19 people were injured, a couple of children. Nobody was killed, but three remain in critical condition. I think that people around the rest of the world think of all this. We're not in the same state as Syria or Libya, where there are a lot of protests. The same sort of thing goes go on. Is we have this kind of stuff. I ask this in a rhetorical way at 888-302-3684. How many people were shot in France or Italy or Spain or England, Germany, Japan, over the weekend? I think there are a lot of these. I don't know the answer to that question because I haven't researched it. But anyway, the three suspects got away from police. Monica Hernandez reported on what happened yesterday. Talked to someone who was at the parade as the shooting began.
It started with the sound of music and ended with the sound of gunshots. Gunmen fired into the crowd at an annual Mother's Day second line, striking 19 people, including two 10-year-olds. Neighbors are outraged.
It was marvelous. Everybody was having fun for Mother's Day, you know. And then next thing you know, when they got to the end, right there to the stop sign, pow, pow, everybody went to running.
Bernadette Tyler helped care for two victims who collapsed on her porch. One was shot six times.
They just were saying that he was hitting, he was hurting, he about to die. He kept saying that, and I said, no, we're going to keep you. We're going to revive you from all this.
No one was killed, but three victims were in critical condition. As for the two children, they are recovering from graze wounds.
It's just time to stop with the violence. It's not cool. It's Mother's Day. Who want to lose a child on Mother's Day? That's not right.
The shots rang out even as more than 10 officers worked the second line. Some of them saw three suspects running from the scene. All three are still at large.
What frustrates all of us is that the great culture of this city sometimes stumbles a bit because of the selfish behavior of some people. So we can tell you without doubt that this police department will find these guys.
It's the area's second shooting in a week. And while police are still investigating a motive, neighbors say the violence has to stop.
We are hurting. We are hurting. The family is hurting. So we need to come together some kind of way. We need to get this thing right.
Okay, so the headline again, 19 people injured in New Orleans yesterday as a result of the shooting incident, which means, I mean, there's nothing that makes any sense here. Opening fire on people marching in a neighborhood Mother's Day parade in New Orleans. And that's the story. The three people who did it got away. 888-302-3684. What do you think of your country when you hear those sorts of things? Kenny, I don't know what sort of activity there is on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. What kind of activity in general is there on Twitter about this?
I haven't seen much of anything. There doesn't seem to be a lot of details about this story, just, you know, what you heard in that clip. They don't know a motive. They don't know who these people were. And no one was killed, thankfully. There were two, I think, 10-year-old boys who were injured. But there are three people who are still hospitalized in critical condition. But it's a very strange story in that nobody knows why it happened. It wasn't even a political parade or anything. It was just a Mother's Day parade.
More senseless violence. It has no meaning. What possible, even if you could come up with something that was a motive or a reason, so then what does that tell you? It doesn't change the fact that we have craziness around guns, and that's why I asked the question, what other countries may be involved, or maybe involved isn't the right word, but certainly are there activities like this going on in other countries? Food for thought. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. In a moment, a rather interesting reality. The IRS has started to target certain nonprofits. If you've not heard the story, then you'd be interested to know what the IRS is actually doing in the name of public policy. That's coming right up here on the Good Day program, 13 after the hour.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it, too, with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
I want some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impact...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
888-302-3684 to regroup here. Multiple gunmen opened fire on a Mother's Day parade in New Orleans. At least 19 people injured. 10-year-old girl, 10-year-old boy grazed by bullets are in good condition. None of the injuries were believed to be life-threatening, but there are several that are still in serious condition, Kenny. Is that correct?
Yes, I think three are still in serious condition.
Okay. So that's one headline. Here's another one. 12-year-old boy arrested in 8-year-old sister's murder. New Jersey hostage situation comes to an end. Suspect dead. Two other items as we find ourselves in the middle of what is a very disturbing trend. Matter of fact, we just, Evan, found a list of countries with the highest homicide rates. Let's see here. As we go through the list, we have from the top, how many hundred? How far? Well, is this every country in the world? I guess it is, isn't it? No. Yeah. So El Salvador has a rate of 58 homicides per 100,000 per year. Yeah, that's a pretty stiff number. But it's not exactly a comparable number to what we have here. Belize, 32 per 100,000 per year. Ecuador, 18. The Dominican Republic, 15. What the heck's going on in El Salvador? Must be a lot of drug wars down there. 12 in Paraguay, 11 in Mongolia, Kazakhstan, and Panama. 10 in Mexico, 8 in Kyrgyzstan, 8 in Nicaragua, 8 in Lithuania, 7 in Thailand, 7 in Costa Rica, Belarus, Georgia, Estonia, 6, Latvia and Ukraine, 6. Kenya and the United States are together with 5, an average of a little over 5 per 100,000 killed by gun violence every year. So that's good company for us to be in, right? The United States and Kenya and Argentina. Kenya's above us at 53. We're at 52. Argentina's at 51. There we go. Okay. So let's look further down the list to see who's at the top of the list. In other words, the least violent countries. Ireland's at 26 with 2 per 100,000 a year. The Czech Republic, 1.13, Sweden 1.27, New Zealand 1.14, Italy 1.6, Greece 1, the Netherlands 1, Bahrain 1, the United Arab Emirates 1, Germany 0.88, Switzerland 0.8, Spain 0.7, Austria 0.7, as is Norway, Algeria 0.6, Slovenia 0.6, Egypt 0.5, Lebanon 0.5, Morocco 0.5, Denmark 0.5. The country where the least amount of homicides take place per 100,000. So this is a good comparison. This is a good solid. You take 100,000 people who live in these countries. Singapore is 0.39. So that's less than 1 per 100,000. I mean, and what it amounts to is for there's one person in 300,000 that gets killed every year in Singapore, and I don't know what the population of Singapore is. I'm thinking probably a couple of million. So what does that do for you? In comparison, just to see where we stand in other popular lists, the United States has the highest unemployment rates of any industrialized country in the world. The United States has the highest gas prices in terms of how much is used in the Western Hemisphere. I don't know that that's... it's pretty interesting to look at gas prices. I'm more interested, you know, that's one comparative, I suppose. We have the highest rates of reported hate crimes. So what does that do for us? And this is not about building America up or building it down. People say, you guys, why not? If you don't like it, hey, why don't you go somewhere else? That isn't the point. I was at a ball game yesterday with a guy who came into this family, obviously Hispanic. He lived in San Diego, worked there all his life, and he was so proud of being an American when both America the Beautiful was sung, or the Star Spangled Banner. The people, it's interesting to watch the people as they stand up and express themselves that way. But anyway, I find it interesting that we are where we are and we still have the values that we do, most of us. 888-302-DOUG at 21 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 21 after the hour. Doug's Good Day for Monday, the 13th of May. Of interesting things that are going on. Yes, I'm going to get to the IRS, the story about who they're checking up on. Better be nice, or you're going to get checked twice. But is there really something to the story? First, though, from CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, Bob Schieffer talked to former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Gates being interviewed about whether we should get involved in Syria. Interesting, because Gates served both Republican presidential, both the Republican and Democratic presidential needs, if you will, with Bush and Obama, says we ought not get involved in what's going on in Syria.
You originally opposed going into Libya because you said you didn't think we had a vital interest there. The president intervened. He said that the U.S. couldn't stand by while thousands of people were slaughtered. How is Syria different from Libya?
I believe that we have misjudged the Arab Spring and the Arab Revolutions, and I will call it the Arab Revolutions. And I'm looking at it from a historian's standpoint, we tend to forget that if you look back over the last 200, 250 years, the history of revolutions is not a pretty one. And in truth, when you think about the American, the French, the Russian, the Chinese revolutions, and many others, only one turned out reasonably well in the first decades, and that was our own. There are no institutions in any country in the Middle East, in any Arab country, that provide a basis or a foundation for enduring freedom or democracy. There is no rule of law. There are no civil institutions. And there is no history along these lines. And our preferred approach would have been an evolutionary change during which reforms could be enacted, institutions could be built, and you could have something long-term. Now, I think in all of these countries, including Syria, you have the threat of civil war, the threat of these countries falling apart. Syria, Libya, both artificial creations of colonial powers, putting together historically adversarial groups, religions, and sects. And for us to think we can influence or determine the outcome of that, I think is a mistake. I thought it was a mistake in Libya, and I think it is a mistake in Syria. We overestimate our ability to determine outcomes, even if we had intervened more significantly in Syria a year ago or 6 months ago. I think that caution, particularly in terms of arming these groups and in terms of U.S. military involvement, is in order.
Well, what should we do?
Well, my question back to you is, why should it be us? There are other powers in the region, Turkey and others, that have military capabilities. You have Europeans that are much closer and whose interests are much are equally affected. I understand our broad interests in the Middle East, and I understand the risks to us of chaos in Syria and of an ethnic cleansing there once the civil war comes to an end, no matter who wins it. But the question that you ask me is the question I think we don't have a satisfactory answer to. What should we do? What can we do? I believe that if we're to do anything, it is to pick and choose the opposition groups that we think have some moderation and would espouse what we think is in the best interest of the region. Provide them with intelligence, with basic military equipment, work through Turkey and other countries, perhaps in providing some basic military equipment. But I think our direct involvement, and particularly our direct military involvement, would be a mistake. You know, I oversaw two wars that began with quick regime change, and we all know what happened after that.
Yep. All right. Some pretty interesting food for thought from the former Defense Secretary, Robert Gates. Have a good day, Tax 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Clark. A Pew poll just found that, for the first time ever, a majority of Americans favor marijuana legalization. With Colorado and Washington State now legalizing it, is America going to pot?
Yes, generationally it's changing. People are waking up and saying, wait a minute, you know, half the people in our federal prisons are there for nonviolent drug offenses. We're spending billions of dollars ruining people's lives because they did exactly what our previous two presidents, as Rand Paul once pointed out, have done, which is smoke a little pot at some point.
I agree. The devil's in the details. This just marches forward in relatively short order within, say, 3 to 5 years. Most people are going to look back and go, wow, why was that such a big deal? But I would hate to be the people at the federal level who have to figure out how to enforce this. I would hate to be the state trooper on a Virginia highway who pulls somebody over because they're driving erratically. What are the systems and the processes going to be?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan. And
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
The hour on Monday morning as the sun rises on a new week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring some of the things going on conversationally. Hopefully this will turn out to be news nuggets you can use during the day. You heard the story, perhaps maybe you haven't, about the IRS and its ability to go after groups, tax-exempt groups in the focus here. But the tax agents at the IRS started singling out some of these political nonprofit groups for extra scrutiny going back a couple of years ago. They looked first only for key words like Tea Party, but they later focused on criticisms by groups of how the country is being run, according to an investigation which has now become public. How do you like that? The government of the United States goes after groups, the Tea Party specifically, but then looking at groups who are critical of how the country is being run. Why would the IRS do that? In what legitimate way does the IRS have the ability, other than they can take it, somebody whisper like Nixon? Remember Nixon had his enemies list? And one of the things he did was tell the IRS to go after the various groups that represent, or various people who represented a counter point of view to his. Even though Nixon in some ways was one of the best presidents that we've ever had, he was maniacal and very insecure and was able to use these tools. At one point, the IRS agents chose to screen applications from groups focused on making America a better place to live. There's another key word in they would go into whatever the 501c3s. There's a long list of things that you have to fill out when you apply for a 501c3 nonprofit status. You have to explain what your group is all about. At the IRS, the question now is who made the decision to start applying extra scrutiny to these nonprofits? Not clear at the moment. Findings contained in portions of an investigative report from the Treasury Inspector General of how our tax administration is administered. The lists and all of the scrutiny will be made public this week. Report was leaked over the weekend, as you can imagine, because this is a full-blown scandal that will embarrass the agency and distract the Obama administration to a fare-thee-well. In one part of the report, officials observed that the application screening effort showed confusion about how to process the applications, and so they delayed a lot of the applications. Let's get more from an interview that Martha Raddatz did on ABC, talking to actually George Will, the panel of people that are on the program, which includes Donna Brazile, Matthew Dowd, and former Senator Olympia Snowe, about the admission from the IRS. Basically, they're trolling for groups that are, in some ways or other, the other key word besides Tea Party was patriot group. Let's listen to this.
What a week for the IRS. Look at these headlines. IRS targeted Tea Party groups for scrutiny, searching words like patriot, Tea Party. Does this sound like a familiar story to you, George Will?
In response to a question at an American Bar Association convention, a second-level IRS person said, oh, by the way, we did target these people. Not progressive.
Which apparently they've known about for a while.
Oh, the Tea Party people have known about this and have been working on this.
And the IRS.
But they said, A, it was inadvertent, or just some odd underlings out in Cincinnati who did this, and there was no political motive whatever involved. Now, the question is, how stupid do they think we are? Just imagine, Donna Brazile, if the George W. Bush administration had an IRS underlings out in Cincinnati, of course, saying, we're going to target groups with the word progressive in their title. We would have all hell breaking loose. May I read you something from an ancient
document? Yes, you may. I would be surprised if you didn't.
This is the 40th anniversary of the Watergate summer here in Washington. He has, through his subordinates and agents, endeavored to cause, in violation of the constitutional rights of citizens, income tax audits or other income tax investigations to be initiated or conducted in a discriminatory manner. Section 1, Article 2, the impeachment articles of Richard Nixon.
Over to you, Donna Brazile.
I think it would be irresponsible to start talking about impeachment over this, but yet I believe the IG for Tax Administration will release a report this week. There's already been some leaked documents. Clearly, there was some incompetence at some level of bureaucrats looking into all these applications, coming in a rush after Citizens United to see whether or not they were legitimate organizations with the word Tea Party or Patriot in it. Yeah, they are progressive patriots as well. But the truth is that this was something that should have been revealed, should have been told. There were numerous congressional hearings. No one came forth. This IRS official, Ms. Lerner, put it out there. Now let's see what the investigation.
Why wasn't it revealed long ago?
Well,
apparently they've known about it.
It's amazing. And we know that IRS leadership, at least I am told, in Washington knew about this last year. And yet the commissioner of the IRS testified that he had no idea and no information this was going on. But I think that given what George has just said, you better get ready for your audit.
The IRS commissioner was a Republican appointed by Bush who, you know, his term expired in November. There's a vacancy currently at the IRS in terms of the head of the IRS.
Senator Snowe, does this go away?
No, it doesn't until it's resolved and get to the heart of the matter. Because, you know, the IRS obviously has sweeping powers. And the fact that it had gone on so long, wasn't disclosed or revealed in any way, and it actually was denied. You know, when the former commissioner
he denied it.
And many attempts by members of Congress to raise these issues that they were specifically targeted. And they said no.
Everything about this is so typical Washington and so typical partisan on each side of this. There's a great quote by Napoleon who says, never ascribe to malice that which can be easily attributed to incompetence. And every time something like this happens, and I'm not saying there's not stuff involved in here that has to be explained and all that, and Benghazi to me is another example, is we jump to scandal long before we settle on stupidity. And each of these, there's things involved, they shouldn't have done certain things, but I'm amazed at a situation where there's constant, especially on the Republican and conservative side of this, who constantly say, government's incompetent, government can't do anything, they don't know what they're doing, but oh, by the way, if Barack Obama wants to make it work badly on their behalf, they can do it really well and really effectively.
So what you know is that the political powers that be, and yes, it does go back to Nixon, goes back probably further than that, using the government to go after people that are their opponents. This is pretty damn blatant, it seems to me. So what do you have to say about this? This may be the most important story as we enter the week. The IRS abusing its powers to get at political groups that are not in sync with the current administration. How else do you read this? 888-302-3684. Here's talk host Avi Nelson over the weekend with a focus on the kinds of organizations that the IRS admits to targeting.
The IRS has admitted now, so we're no longer speculating. The IRS has admitted the person who did this is Lois Lerner, who is in charge of the division that is supposed to give out tax exempt status. So these were organizations applying for what's called a 501c4. I've heard some people characterize it on television as a 501c3. It isn't a 501c3. 501c3 is a charitable organization. 501c4 can engage in some politics, but the major thrust of the organization has to be social welfare programs. The IRS, setting aside for a moment that maybe that has been abused by people on both sides of the aisle, that's not the issue right now. The issue right now is that the IRS singled out organizations because they included the words Tea Party or Patriot in their applications for tax-exempt status. And that is absolutely outrageous. Keep in mind that one of the things that the Tea Party does is, you know, it's an anti-tax organization. They think their taxes are too high. They think the government should be cut back. And for the IRS to be used to persecute these people, I won't say prosecute because they didn't do it, but they persecuted these organizations like this, asking them for extraordinary amounts of material, including their donor list. This flies in the face of what the First Amendment is supposed to be and a limitation on government power.
There is nothing, nothing, nothing about this that makes the government look good. So, Kenny, I, as eager as I am often, not just to embarrass this administration, but in general, a government that is too powerful, out of control, not in the best interests of the people it's supposed to serve, remember, of the people, by the people, for the people, there's nothing in this, anything that we've learned that suggests there's anything good in this. This, of course, happens after the Citizens United ruling, which many of us, if not most of us, thought was an abomination in terms of where money comes from. And we can think both ways here. We can think that it is wrong to have all this money in the system for political purposes. I, for one, think that, and I don't want to be considered a hypocrite. I don't care about the IRS, however. Well, let me put it this way. In terms of what's right, really, and what's wrong in a free country, so you come up against this stuff, 501c4s, I refer to them also as 501c3s, but after Avi said what he did, I made a quick check, and yes, this is about groups that can be conduits for political points of view, and they exist on both sides or all sides of the political spectrum. So why didn't some of the 501c4s on the other side get scrutinized? Because you know the answer to it. It is obvious what the answer is. And so we have the government completely abusing its power, and at this point, nobody is able to take responsibility for it in reality. But there'll be a lot more of this dirt that comes out during the course of the week. So I guess our question, Kenny, here would be whether people feel using the IRS to scrutinize certain nonprofit groups is appropriate. Maybe it can be a little more, maybe it needs to be stronger than that, the question. But I'm betting there's going to be a lot of comment this week about that on Facebook and Twitter as well. There ought to be lots of voices expressing outrage about this. Again, I don't like the ruling from the Supreme Court about Citizens United, which allowed all of these groups to come in with unprecedented amounts of money. But on the other hand, I do not approve of, and a matter of fact, I'm very animated in my opposition to the government using its power to intimidate people who have, in this circumstance, a different political point of view than the current administration. It is an impeachable offense, although Donna Brazile happy to tell us, oh, it's a little early to talk about impeachment. No, it isn't. If, in fact, you had anything to do with this, that's what the investigation ought to find out, whether somebody in the White House said, go get these guys. And that'll come out probably during the course of the week. So it's 15 before the hour. This is a good day for Monday.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
I'm Julian Ritchie, Associate Vice President, Customer Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Doug Stephens, Good Day program. The immigration front was the subject of a discussion on Meet the Press. Here David Gregory talks to Senator Dianne Feinstein about the progress of this immigration reform bill.
Is there going to be an overall immigration reform bill that's passed in the Senate? I don't have to tell you. You've been involved in the markup. The pushback from Republicans is, look, we have got to get border security right, and it's got to be tough before we get to any of the business of a citizenship pathway for those here illegally.
Well, we saw in the committee, we passed 32 amendments Thursday. What we saw was a prodigious effect to say nobody could be on the pathway to a green card until the border was 100% or somehow 90% absolutely guaranteed secure. The Border Patrol has been doubled. There are nearly 25,000 Border Patrol now on the border, and intrusions have dropped dramatically. Of the fence, the Secretary of Homeland Security testified that about 350 miles of fence have already been built. And there's some left to do. It's less than 50 miles. We have air resources. You have drones. You have cameras. The border has been fortified more than any time in our history. And I think that we need to move ahead with this. I think we will move ahead. I think it's our chance.
All right. What do you think? 888-302-DOUG.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
After the hour Monday, so we've had our turn with the IRS and with Syria and immigration, etc., etc., etc. So let's move into some updated information about the women in Cleveland. Statements released over the weekend, the three women held captive in that home thanked the community and requested privacy as they recover from their ordeal. Here's talk host Lisa Wells with a host from Cleveland named Julie Courtwright talking about the reports that neighbors had contacted police years ago about the odd things going on at the suspect's house. Of course, you've heard the story from that point to this. Nobody ever really bothered to follow up.
Two issues that primarily I saw this week that had come up. One is that these neighbors and other people had come out basically saying, you know, that they had contacted the police and they had said that there was a naked woman in the backyard. The police have now said there is no record of that having come in. Uh-huh. And so other people have come up and said that they've mentioned certain things. Do you think there's, and in Cleveland, is there some legitimacy to these actual calls having taken place, or are these people just remembering something that didn't happen?
Well, according to the police reports, they never reported it. I don't know. It's so hard to tell. But it seems like the one instance where someone came forward and said their daughter saw a naked woman in the backyard, it seems like maybe that wasn't reported to the police, because it seems like that would be something
that you would definitely, right, yeah. I mean, it seems like something that law enforcement would definitely find. I can tell you that if there was a naked woman in my backyard or anyone's backyard in my neighborhood, it would definitely warrant, it would warrant further investigation from the police.
Oh, right. That is a very disturbing thing to see, and it sounds like it would definitely be something that the police would look into.
And as far as we know, none of the three women have confirmed. I know that I think two of them said that at two different times during the years they were outside, but in the garage. Have either of them, or has it been reported that either of them have said that they were the naked woman that the person could have perhaps thought? Yeah, I mean, I would look for some corroboration there, but really, even if it was corroborated, it's curious as to whether or not the person made the call to the police.
According according to the women, they were only outside those two times, and when they were outside, they were forced to wear disguises. And also, seeing someone naked in a backyard, even though he did have fences up, that would definitely, it doesn't sound like it would be something that someone who wants to hide people
would do. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it logically doesn't make sense because it sounds like these women, and they haven't released any idea on when they're going to release or if they're going to release any photographs from inside the house, or is that something that's we're looking way down the road for?
Probably way down the road, because they have just begun to take things out of the house and they have just started this investigation.
All right, so do we leave them alone? Yeah, well, the news media is not going to leave them alone, you can be sure of that. Unclear some of the business with Ariel Castro as to what his relationship may have been with somebody in the police department. Moving along now, here's the latest from Talk Host Lisa Ann Walter about the Abercrombie and Fitch announcement. They don't want certain kinds of people wearing their clothing.
A mom in Washington, D.C., packed up our three daughters' Abercrombie and Fitch clothes, returned them to the chief executive, Mike Jeffries, with a note saying she wouldn't be letting her kids shop there anymore. Why, you ask? Because they refuse to make large-size clothing. And it's not just, oh, we don't make it because it's an expense, we don't have enough people buying it to make sense of it. This Mike Jeffries has explained that he doesn't want fat people wearing his clothes. As far as he's concerned, America's unattractive, overweight, or otherwise undesirable teens can just go right ahead and buy their clothes. In every school, this is him quoting, this is a quote, Mike Jeffries, in every school there are cool and popular kids, and then there are not-so-cool kids. Candidly, we go after the cool kids. We go after the attractive, all-American kid with a great attitude and a lot of friends. A lot of people don't belong in our clothes. Wait for it. I know, just allow yourself to be outraged as I was. And they can't belong. Can't. Are we exclusionary? Absolutely. Those companies that are in trouble are trying to target everybody, and don't you think that the use of the word target is a mistake, America? He means target. He means Massimo, and it's triple X. Those companies that are in trouble are trying to target everybody. Young, old, fat, skinny, but then you become totally vanilla. You don't alienate anybody, but you don't excite anybody either. I'm sorry, Abercrombie and Fitch. I hate you. I actively hate Abercrombie and Fitch. Seriously? That's their advertising policy? That's their marketing plan? We don't want you. You're not pretty. He shouldn't say stupid crap like this. He should keep his mouth shut, number one. Number two, their clothes with their name all over it is ugly. Why am I advertising your store and you're not paying me?
All right.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.